Welcome to our WTU podcast, We Move People, your podcast for body, heart and mind. We are Alfred Johannes Neudorfer and Rosa Ferrante Banera, and in our podcast we talk about the topics personal development, health, martial arts, philosophy and humanity. Welcome to a new episode from our We Move People podcast. Hello, Alfred.
Hello, Rosa.
Today we have a special, very interesting topic. We talk about conditioning. What is conditioning?
We have a lot of conditionings. Mm-hmm. We have conditioning in our body, in our movements. We have movements patterns which are conditioned. We have conditioning in our thought patterns, we have mindsets, we have emotional patterns, and we have also conditioning our emotions. Mm-hmm. And conditioning is if someone set a stimulus, we give him a reaction. And if we act in this way, better if we only act in this way, then we act as a machine.
And where does these conditions come from? When I have a human being in the age of 20, 30, 40, where does the conditions come from?
First, I have to say we can't live without conditioning. But the problem is if all our reactions are conditioned. The conditioning came from our childhood, from our family, from our society, and also from myself. If I act always in patterns, if I do always the same things in the same way, then I condition myself to act in this way. Mm-hmm. And more and more I only can't act in this way.
And then I think this is my behavior.
I make an identification with my conditionings, but I'm not my conditionings. Mm. This is the problem. And if people are always act in a conditioned way, they can't be free. Because to be free is outside from conditioning. If you only act with a stimulus, you are not free. If I know the stimulus I need that you act, I give you a stimulus. You are free? No, you are under control. And the human being is in all his parts, in his body, in his mind, in his emotions, is a book. I can learn to read this book. And if I can read this book from a human being who is conditioned in all parts, I can control him easy. If I know which pattern someone has with his body movements, I know how he can move and how he can't move. You can say the body is the result how I'm dealing with forces. Mm-hmm. How we deal with forces shapes our bodies. The structure from our body create the functions. Mm-hmm. The functions awaken the potential. Mm-hmm. And if I act always in the same way, then I have a special structure in my body, in my mind, in my emotions. And if someone can read this and know this, he know everything about me. And I can't be free in this way. So really with our Wing Chun, with our WTU Wing Chun is a tool to break conditions. It's the old sign from the art Wing Chun to do this. To make a human being more free. It's a tool.
First we start with the moving center.
We start with the moving center because the moving center is the basic from all. How you handle with the forces with your body, you handle with the forces in your mind and in your emotions. Mm-hmm. And how you use patterns in your body, you use the patterns in your emotions and in your mind. You maybe don't recognize this, but it is. Mm-hmm. And how you act with forces give you in your being structure. And this structure gives you the possibility how you can act.
So one possibility, one tool to become a little bit more free is to learn WTU Wing Chun.
One tool. For me it's a great tool because I can use it in for my body movements, I can use it for my mindsets, I can use it for my emotional patterns. To recognize the patterns and to recapitulate how they came from and to be more free in this way.
This would be my next question. When I work on the WTU Wing Chun with a moving center, does this and I become a little bit more free, I can choose in that moment how do I want to react, because I have more possibilities than a normal person.
Yes.
I can react in a natural way, what is in this reality at the moment. And does it have an effect on my inner thoughts, on my emotions?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If I'm not aware of something, I cannot act with this.
And I cannot change this.
And I cannot change this. Mm-hmm. There is this words in Wing Chun to be like water. Yes, to be like water. But these are not words. I always see people who say this word, and then I see how they move and how they act with their mind and with their emotions. Mm. There's no water.
There's nothing in flow.
There's nothing in flow, no. And important, we have to know the conditioning of the time. Mm. We cannot live in this world without conditioning. Mm. There is an old motto, it's to be in the world but not from the world. What means this sentence? Mm-hmm. I have to know it, I can handle, I can act with these conditionings.
I have to play the rules.
I have to play the rules, but I am not these conditionings. Mm-hmm. I am a human being. The normal state of a human being is to be free, so he can act naturally in this moment, on this place, with the things who happened really now, and not what is in the past and what may be in the future.
And then I have a little bit time that I can think about, and then I can choose.
Okay.
So this don't happen, and maybe someone pull a trigger or set a stimulus, then the normal people react. Like a dog, you throw something for the dog, and the dog only has the possibility to run. You cannot sit there and choose, do I want to play, do I want to run? No, the dog, if he is conditioned, then his only reaction can be to run after that. And so a human being who is a little bit more free, he has a little will, and he has a little moment when he can choose.
He can choose, yes. And it's important to know, we have 70 years now the word conditioning. Before, we don't have a word in the Western world for these things. Before, we only can speak about these things with stories, with teaching stories. And the great Alexander from the ancient Greek says something. If someone set a stimulus, go to bed and sleep the night and then decide.
I very, very often I say, no, don't react now, wait one day, and another day I think a little bit different.
Okay, there are things who have to act at this moment,
yes.
Okay, but everybody knows what we speak about.
Yes, if someone writes you a message or an email or something like this, or you don't have to react now, you can wait a little bit and maybe you see things in a different way next day.
Or act in a way you don't have expected or some things.
Very nice. So this is something to think about. What are my conditions in my body? What are my conditions in the mind? What are my conditions in the emotions? Well, in what situations I become angry, in which situations I
Yeah.
become sad, and when,
You don't can change anything, and you don't can learn without notice. If you don't notice, learning is conditioning. And if learning is conditioning, then to give someone the opportunity to control you, but not learning. So, and Wing Chun and WTU Wing Chun are tools for learning. And to be able to learn is to know what conditioning is, to know what attention is. If you don't know this, then you don't have the basics. Then you always only do conditioning, but not learning and not knowing.
Thank you very much. This is a lot to think about.
Okay, then bye. We'll see you next time.
Bye.